Ladies and alumni, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and college dropout. This is the Kill You're in a Loser show. Let's fucking go, baby. Someone on my YouTube channel left a comment or a question saying, Andy, do you think university is not worth it? And I thought I would jump on here and record it as a pretty casual podcast and sort of answer this question. And I'm going to talk about different topics rather than just answering this question. So I hinted at it at the intro of this podcast. I went to university for about 2.5 years and then dropped out. I kind of got dragged. I let myself get dragged into university. I let myself get talked into, you know, you should go to university. You're a dumbass if you don't go to university. Only cool people go to university and everyone else is a failure. Like all that kind of like elitism that happens with high school leading into university, especially if you're someone that's reasonably intelligent. I think for a lot of us in high school, we get told constantly, if you're intelligent, you must go to university. It's the only way to show that you're worthwhile, that, you know, you're a valuable human being. You must go and get a degree and be a contributing member of society and all that kind of bullshit, right? And so I had no interest in university. I felt extremely pressured because every single, I don't know what it's like in other countries, but in my country, we have like guidance counselors or like career counselors that will talk to you in your last couple of years of high school and basically say, what do you want to do with your life? Which is fucking hilarious. That entire concept just blows my mind that you would sit down with a 15, 16, 17, maybe 18-year-old child. And you are a child at that age, or you're a child at that age if you've gone through the educational system, which doesn't really prepare you to be an adult. And so, think about the concept of sitting down with a fucking child who has no choice but to go to your school, or your prison, I guess you could say, but your school every single day. They don't have a choice in that. So, their life is not their own. You haven't given children a life that they get to choose. Then kids have to go to school. So you're going to sit down with someone who up until this point has only ever done what they've been told to do. And you're going to say, hey, what do you want to do? For 95% of us in that situation, or maybe like 80% of us in that situation, we say, I don't fucking know. What are you shitting me? I'm supposed to decide what career I want. You haven't even let me choose my subjects in school. You make me take some form of mathematics, some form of English, some form, like I don't even get to fucking decide what I want to study. And you're going to say to me, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know? And so I felt this immense pressure, especially with everyone, you know, this counselor, my friends, my family, and my family are very like, they're not, they've always let me sort of do what I want, but they, by the same token, did push me in the direction of university. And they're like, you're super smart. Don't waste this opportunity. You know, like the things that parents say. And so I felt this immense pressure, which I'm sure a lot of us feel, to go to university. Now, I had no idea what I wanted to do at university. I didn't even really like the idea of university. I would have much rather just had a job. And I'm someone that worked a lot of jobs from the age of about 10, maybe 12. I was working jobs, even when it was literally like illegal. You're not legally allowed to work in this country till you're 14. That concept cracks me up as well. But I worked illegally for about $10 Australian an hour, which would be like, you know, $5 US an hour. When I was about like 10 or 11, had some sort of gardening jobs and some other sort of jobs, pool cleaner, stuff like that. I eventually worked in a computer repair store when I was 14 and I could legally work. I worked as a trolley collector, like for a supermarket. Then I became a manager when I was about 18 in a supermarket. So like I worked a lot of jobs. I was someone that fucking loved working. I loved the idea of just working, earning your bread, actually contributing, you know, going out there, talking to customers, talking to colleagues. I loved all that shit. And I would have much rather have done that, but I didn't even know that that was an option. That might sound hilarious, but when everybody in your life is telling you, you have to go to university, it didn't really feel like there was any other way. So fine, I'm going to go to university. What do I want to do? I have no fucking idea. And people would say like, well, like, what do you like? You're always on the computer. You always seem to like computers. And, you know, you've messed around, taught yourself programming, you know, you've built websites and you've taught yourself HTML and CSS and all that kind of shit. You know, do you want to do some programming? And I was like, fine, okay, I guess I'm going to go and study computer science, which is essentially just programming. So I go there. I'll save you all the details, but, you know, it was sort of a very depressing time in my life. Now, I was already depressed at this point. University didn't really help. And something like 2.5 years later, I had failed a bunch of subjects. I just wasn't even going to university because the agoraphobia that I, you know, was going through was so bad. I was super depressed. And I basically like dropped out / got kicked out. I wasn't quite kicked out, but I did get a letter saying like, your grades are so shit. Can you explain them? And I said, I'm depressed. And they said like, okay, like, you know, you clearly do look depressed. You can have an extended break. And then when you're ready to come back, you can come back. And I just never came back. So, you know, 5 years later, I got a letter saying that, all right, you're kicked out of university because you haven't come back within 5 years. So, you know, I dropped out / got kicked out, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, for me, it was like, so to answer this question, this guy's question, do you think university is not worth it? For me personally, no, absolutely not worth it. Now, I'm someone that likes to look at every single part of our lives as a smaller part of the whole, you know, a piece of the puzzle. And so me going to the university was like the best thing that could have happened to me because it taught me like, okay, well, I don't need university. I don't need to be part of the like the grind. I don't have to be a cog in the machine. I can go and do whatever I want. So I'm very grateful that I went to university, but was it worth it? Like, would I recommend that other people go if they're in a similar situation and they don't know if they want to go to university? Fuck no. So the general answer that I give to this question, and remember that there's not going to be one answer that applies to everybody, but the general answer I give is if you're even asking this question, don't go to university. So I'll say that again. If you're even asking the question of should I go to university, the answer is no. University is one of those things that I would only recommend to someone who absolutely knows what they want to do. They know that this thing is their passion, or they know that this thing is, you know, part of a greater picture of their life and they're very determined to do it. So someone who's like, no, I want to be a doctor. I just absolutely want to be a doctor. Not someone who says, I have to be a doctor because mummy and daddy say that I should. Like, no, terrible fucking reason to go to university. Do not go to university to please your family. Do not go from social pressure. Do not go because you put pressure on yourself and think that you have to make something of yourself. There are a million different ways to make something of yourself that do not involve you inheriting, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and 3 to 5 years of your life. Another thing that's worth thinking about is when you go to university, it's very much continuing that infantilization that happened in high school. What I mean by that is in high school, we are babied, aren't we? We're treated like children. You are treated like a child in school. It's a glorified babysitting service, if not a prison. I sometimes call it a prison because you're not allowed to leave. That's a prison. That's just straight up a prison. High school is a glorified babysitting service. University is very much the same thing. And for someone who's young and hasn't gone out into the real world yet, like maybe you haven't worked jobs. Again, I was very glad that I worked a lot of jobs from like age 10 to 12. And I didn't have to work those jobs. Like, you know, my parents had plenty of money and stuff. We weren't rich, but we had enough money. I wanted to work. I was just always a very curious person. I always wanted to get shit done. I was very glad that I got to work. But for someone who maybe hasn't worked a lot, or maybe you've worked like a part-time job, you know, if you haven't done a lot of working, it's very, you don't realize that high school and university are completely separate from the rest of the world. They're cut off from the rest of the world. It's this weird bubble. And there's that sort of infantilization going on. People act differently. The way people treat you and treat each other in high school and college as well, or university as well, is not the same way that people will treat you in the real world. You have far less autonomy, like far less independence in college and high school, obviously, than you do out in the real world. In the real world, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be. No one's like forcing you to do anything. But when you're at school and when you're at university, you have to show up at this. I know in a job you have to show up, but you can quit at any point in time, can't you? But if you're at university and you're there because you feel pressured, like, you know, mum and dad are making me go here, or society is putting pressure, like, I have to be here, which is how I felt and how a lot of people feel when they go to university, it can kind of feel like you're just still a baby, like being told what to do. And here's another thing that's different from university versus the real world. In the real world, if you're at a job and you don't perform, your boss is going to say, like, what the fuck are you doing? You need to get your shit together. Hurry up and get your shit together, because I am paying you real hard money. I'm paying you that cash money, dollar shit, that green Gucci shit. You need to fucking perform or you can get the fuck out. Get your shit together. And they'll usually say it nicer than that. Most bosses are reasonably nice, but they will say it, you know, you got to get your shit together. In high school and university, that doesn't happen as much. It's, here is exactly what you need to learn. I'm going to write it down perfectly for you. And you just wrote, learn it, and say it back to me. You literally just are a mirror that repeats back what the professor or the in school, the teacher says to you. There's no sort of independent thought, at least not in current universities. There are in some degrees, sure, but for the most part, most of university is rote learning. You're just memorizing shit and saying it back. And you are graded on your ability to just repeat back stuff to your lecturer or your professor. That is not really what the rest of the world is like. In a job, again, you don't just like repeat shit back to your boss. Your boss is like, yo, you have to actually do the work. Like, I don't just want you to be a yes man. I know there's some jobs where you are just a yes man, fine. But most jobs, you don't walk into a Starbucks job or something, you know, serving coffee, like you're a barista, and, you know, you don't just like repeat back to the boss, like, hey, here's exactly what you said the other day. It's like, no, you need to actually fucking perform. Whereas a lot of university is very much spoon fed to you. High school is obviously like that as well. You're told all the answers, you're given all the answers, and you just have to repeat them back. That's very different from the rest of the world. And so the point that I'm making here is you want to sort of keep in mind, if you're not someone who's super passionate about going to university and you're sort of on the fence, you don't know, that's why you're asking this sort of question, you have to understand that your 3 or maybe 4 or 5 years, but let's just say 3 years, your 3 years of university are going to continue that babying of you. You're going to still be, to some degree, a bit of a baby, especially because a lot of people still stay at home when they're going to university, or they stay in like a college dorm or a university, like a boarding school or whatever you want to call it, where you're living with other people who are essentially also slightly infantilized. And so you're still not becoming an adult. Like, yes, you might have to do a little bit more. You might have to be a little bit more independent, but you're not, you know, most of you going to university are not like paying your own bills and all of this. It's like mommy and daddy are doing that, especially in the US. There's a big thing in the US where parents save up for their kids' college, which I would actually recommend against. Not that anyone, you know, not that any parents give a shit about my opinion, but I would actually be highly against that. And I'm very glad that my parents didn't pay for my college or my university, because I think it makes you just do it flippantly. You're like, oh, well, this is free now, so like, I'm not going to take, you know, make the most of it. I'm just going to sort of half-ass it and do it anyway, rather than because I want to. So yeah, keep that in mind. So essentially the answer to this question that I give is, if you're passionate about university, fuck yeah, go to university. Make the most of it. Make sure you grind, bust your ass, go and have a career that you really love. Remember that you don't have to stay in that career forever. I think that's another mistake that people make. They think that, and I made this mistake too, you think that whatever you go to university for, you have to do that for the rest of your life. And so there's this pressure of like, shit, let me make sure I make the right decision. And it's like, why? You're not locked in forever. This isn't a contract. You don't have to work this job forever. You can literally just quit at any point and move in a different direction. That's easy as shit, by the way, especially in the current day and age that we live in, where you can just research anything on YouTube and literally take a complete different turn. Like, 5 years ago or 4 years ago, was I a life coach? Fuck no. You think I'd be sitting here doing podcasts and YouTube and like life coaching and shit like that? Fuck no. What the hell? I never would have thought of that. And I've had plenty of my coaching clients that have become like photographers and, you know, bloggers and all sorts of other shit. One of my mates has started his own, basically started his own company, just talking about like programming projects that he's worked on and stuff like that. So there's a million different ways. I have a friend who makes money from flipping, which is where you buy stuff cheap and then sell it more expensive. So maybe you buy cheap products on eBay or at a garage sale or a thrift store, and then you fix them up a little bit and you sell them more expensive. I have a friend, well, he's not a friend, but I knew this guy who would buy rundown, really shitty, cheap houses that were like basically falling apart. And he'd do his research on these houses and make sure they weren't too much of a liability. And he and his girlfriend would get in there, or he and his wife, sorry, would get in there and spend the next 6 months. They would both take 6 months off work, or they would just not work, and they would fix up this house and get it to a point where they could sell it. And they'd make like, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 per house, like just from renovating it. Nothing even that difficult, and stuff they couldn't do themselves, they would just pay contractors for. So they didn't even need to be that handy or anything. But yeah, the point is there's a million different ways that you can make money. Please don't feel like you're trapped in this university degree that you take. But to come back to the original point, if you definitely do want to do a university degree, like you know exactly what you want, then fuck yeah, go and do it. Sure. Just understand that it is very expensive. It takes a ridiculously long amount of time. I've said this a million times. Most university degrees could be condensed down to 6 months to a year. The fact that most of them are 3 years, you have to understand that sort of like, I don't want to say the word scam, because you still get something at the end of it. It's not a complete scam, but it's definitely a bit of a grift. It's like a half scam. Most university degrees could absolutely be 6 months. And especially for things like computer sciences in programming and a lot of that sort of stuff, I would recommend, if you're thinking of going to university for something that doesn't require university, I would find alternate ways of learning that skill. So what I mean by this is, if you want to go to university to become a doctor, yes, go to university. That's basically the only path. Definitely fucking go to university. If you want to become a programmer, you want to write code, be a software engineer, do not fucking go to university. That would be the worst use of your time. There are so many courses online where you can teach yourself programming, they teach you programming that cost a couple thousand dollars, and some of them are even cheaper than that. And it's like a 6 month course, and you basically go through the whole thing and you learn everything you would learn in university, if not quicker, because these courses tend to be a lot more hands-on and university degrees tend to be a lot more rote learning. As I said before, they will spoon feed you. So if it's something like programming, no, do not go to university. That would be you can still do whatever the fuck you want, but I would recommend you don't do that, because that seems like a massive waste of time to me. And I have so many friends. Most of my friends are pretty nerdy. You have no idea how many of my friends are working jobs right now. I can think of 2, 3, 4 of my close fucking friends, and then plenty of my coaching clients as well. 4 of my closest friends taught themselves programming, literally just taught themselves programming, and within 6 months had a job. One in particular I can think of who's working 2 jobs right now, because they're both like contract work. So, you know, when you add them up together, they end up being a full-time job. So he's working full-time in his programming or software engineering, and he didn't go to university. He sort of just like taught himself, and he's earning like $100,000+ a year. I can't remember. Whatever. It's like $120,000 Australian. So that's like, you know, $80,000. And he's only been doing it for like 2 years. So he's already on $80,000, which, yes, is not like the world's most amazing salary for a programmer, but like he's slowly working himself up. Give him another 3 years and he'll be at like 150K. Like, absolutely. Absolutely. This guy is a beast. And he just taught himself. I know a bunch of people who've done this. So if it's something that you can teach yourself outside of university, do that instead. There's a YouTube video. I can't remember exactly what it is. So like the title. So just search for something like, I taught myself engineering without university, or something like that. It's this guy who's like an engineer nerd, and he literally taught himself engineering and got an engineering job without going to university. And he did it in like 3 months or something. And this kind of makes my point. He showed himself and he showed all of us that, you know, most university degrees are entirely bloated and stretched out. Why? So that they make more money. That's what I mean when I say it's a little bit of a scam. And fair enough, like, I wouldn't do the same thing, no. So, but I can understand why your university would be incentivized to bloat their degrees so that you stay there for longer, so that you pay them like 5 times as much money, so that you feel like it's prestigious. Because to be fair, if university degrees were 6 months long, I bet most of you wouldn't actually appreciate it. You go, oh, it's 6 months long. It can't be that good. You'd go to a different university that has a three-year degree and you'd go, this one must be better because it's, you know, five times as long or six times as long, which is complete fucking fallacy. But yeah, I understand why they make them 3 years. It's probably because people would think it's not prestigious, but you have to understand you are wasting years of your life doing something that you could just do in 3 to 6 months. And you'd actually be more effective as well, because then you can go and get a job immediately. And so if you think about that, if you go to university for 3 years, that's 3 years of you earning no fucking money. And then you're starting right there. You have to go and enter the workforce as a completely inexperienced person, because you don't have experience when you've done a university degree, especially for something like programming. A lot of companies, especially things like startups, will actually not take, it's not that they wouldn't take, but they don't really look at people who've been to university. They prefer hands-on experience. They don't give a fuck about your degree. They want to know, can you do the job? And this isn't just in programming. This is in a lot of careers. Again, stuff like medicine and you know, being a doctor, yes, you have to go to university, of course. But for a lot of degrees, for a lot of sectors and industries, you don't have to have a degree. And in fact, it's not that it's looked down upon. It's just that they're cynical when they see you have a degree. They're like, okay, well, let's see if you can actually do the fucking job. Or if you just sat there in university for the last 3 years getting mummy and daddy's, you know, money, and sitting on your ass and kind of just being spoon-fed the answers. I want to see if you can do the actual job. And so, you know, you might go to a university for 3 years and you have no experience. You've just spent 3 years and you have no money as well. In fact, you have $100,000 of debt or tens of thousands of dollars of debt. Versus if you teach yourself something like programming online in 3 to 6 months, let's be conservative and say 6 months, you can then go and get an entry-level coding position, like basically immediately. And so you can start working and have 2.5 years. Let's be ultra conservative. Let's say it takes you 9 months to finish the course, and then you take 3 months to get a job, which is really fucking conservative, right? You could be working for 2 years. You have 2 years of experience, 2 years of money, earning money, 2 years of practice with actual coding, 2 years of learning how to deal with other human beings, because remember, that's not something that you get taught at university. In fact, the opposite. Again, you're kind of spoon-fed, you're in a bubble, you don't really deal. College life or university life is not the same as real life. It's not. You're sort of insulated from the real world to some degree. So you would have 2 years of experience minimum. You could, remember, you could be having up to 2.5 years, and then no fucking debt. And so after your 3 years, you've spent 6 months to a year, you know, learning how to do the job and applying for jobs, and then 2 years of actual experience and earning money and no debt. You are in an infinitely better position than the guy who went to university for 3 years. You are, because you have 2 years of fucking job experience, 2 years of like learning, 2 years of dealing with other people. And again, especially with something like computer science or programming, a lot of employers will take that guy over the guy that's been to university for 3 years. As in, they'll take the guy that's been working for the last 2 years and taught himself coding. And another thing you got to think is that guy shows a lot more what? What does he show? A lot more initiative. The guy who teaches himself something and then goes out and works that thing for 2 fucking years, okay, this guy's a grinder. This guy's going to bust his ass. This guy isn't being spoon-fed the answers, and he's not existing on mummy and daddy's paycheck, and he's not going to university and being looked after. This guy's out in the real world paying the fucking bills. I know that I can rely on this motherfucker, because a lot of the time, I've dealt with this myself when I've been a manager and I've dealt with like university students and stuff like that, is as in when I've worked as a manager, and I worked in retail for the most part as manager. Whenever we would hire someone that was a university student, not across the board, but for the most part, there was a trend of showing up to work late, missing days, being tired, being emotional, finding excuses not to show up and all of that. Why? Because generally speaking, if you've been to university or if you're currently at university, there's less pressure on you to like pay the bills, because mommy and daddy are usually paying your way. Not always, but usually. You're being spoon-fed all the answers, as I said before. You haven't had enough time out in the real world where you actually have to pay the bills, and there's rent coming and you can't skip work and all of that. And so as a general trend, what I personally saw, and I've had this repeated to me from, you know, plenty of other places, people who were at university or recently out of university, haven't fully matured yet, because again, you've sort of been babied and you've been in this system that will just spoon feed you most of the answers for the most part, and you haven't really had a chance to sort of get your shit together. And that doesn't apply to everyone. If anyone listening is at university right now and you're like, dude, I'm very reliable, you're like, yes, you're the exception. You got to understand I'm talking about general trends here. But the point being, a lot of companies, a lot of places will actually prefer the person that has experience, because they know, oh, well, this guy's going to show up to work because he's just been spending the last 2 years of his life having to show up to work to pay his goddamn bills. He understands that the workplace is professional. He understands you can't just take a day off because you don't feel like coming into work today. Whereas when you're at university, what happens if you skip lectures? Nothing. Most of your lectures are recorded. You can literally just watch them. When I went to university, I was fucking blown away by how many people walked around on campus in pajamas. And any of you who are currently going to university, you know exactly what I'm fucking talking about. Anytime before 10 a.m., fuck, man, sometimes before 11 a.m., people are walking around in like slippers and literal pajamas or a dressing gown, like you just got out of the fucking bathtub or something. Like literally, guys and girls would be walking around in like fucking dressing, like pajamas and shit. That shit doesn't fly in the real world. That shit doesn't fly in a job. And so, you know, that kind of like relaxed mentality, and it's not that that mentality is bad. It's just the university mentality, right? It's chill. People are partying all the time. It's less serious. And so if you're an employer, are you going to employ the person who just came out of that system like a month ago and is probably still has those same mindsets? Or are you going to employ the person who's been paying their own rent and paying their own way and understands, you know, tax and understands obligations and responsibility and all of that and has been working for the last 2 years? You're going to go with the person a lot of the time who has experience for the last 2 years. So all of this isn't to say that university isn't worth it, but you got to understand what you're signing up for and what you're not getting if you go to university. Another thing that people say, especially my American clients, is, oh, but university college is the best place to get laid. No, it's fucking not. I've done podcasts on this before. It's absolutely not. It is if you have the balls to make a move, but a lot of people will go to university or college just thinking that that will fix all their problems. And they'll think like, oh, if I'm just on college, I'll get laid a ton. I don't have to do anything. I can just be there and there'll be parties and girls will throw themselves at me and I'll somehow magically get laid. No. Do you know how many of my coaching clients come to me, or how many people come to the forums because they haven't gotten laid at all, or they're a fucking virgin? Not that there's anything wrong with being a virgin, but they're a virgin after like, you know, 2.5 years of college. They're coming up, they almost finished their college degree, and they're like, man, I haven't even met a woman. I haven't even kissed a woman. Like, I thought that college was going to be like the college experience. And it's like, bro, you've been watching way too many of your own like fucking movies. No, American movies will show you that college is this like fun, sexy, hot time. It's like, it is if you make a move. It is if you actually hit on the women. But if you're not doing that, then no, college is not a great place to get laid. And remember that the real world is, you can get laid in the real, like, again, people think like college is the time I'm going to go off and get laid. Why? You can just do that in the real world. Just walk up to women on the street. Fuck. Walk around a college campus, even if you don't go there, and just talk to a bunch of women. Like, do you know how many of my clients, I mean, I did that for fuck's sakes. I went around my college, my university campus for years, for most of the time when I was really working on getting laid. It was the best place to go and talk to women. It was amazing. Like, do you know how many of my clients, I say, like, they come to me and they say, man, I missed out on college. Like, you know, I'll never get college girls ever again. I'm like, why don't you just walk around college? And they're like, but am I allowed to do that? And I say, yeah, as long as you're being polite. Like, yeah, of course you can. Just be nice to them. Yo, you're really cute. What's up? You know, I'm Andy. How's your day going? Just talk to them. Ask for their phone number. See if they want to grab a coffee or a drink. Like, boom, done. You can sleep with college girls without going to college. It's this weird fallacy or this weird idea that people have that like college is going to be the best sexual experience of my life. And it's like, no, it's not. I mean, it can be. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's like, don't put all your eggs in that one basket. So I would never recommend you go to university if your goal, like if you're doing it to get laid or to have the college experience. It's like, fuck no, 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 no. That's a terrible idea. No, go to university because you want to do that degree. Like you want to be in that field. You're passionate about it. And university is the only way to do that. But you have to understand that you're giving up 3 years of your life. And you don't lose those 3 years, but like it's 3 years that you're not potentially making money. It's 3 years that you are It's very easy to continue being babied, and you can fight against that. You can go and work a part-time job. Just understand that will make it much harder to do your university degree and anything else you want to do because you are limited by time. But, you know, you can make yourself go out into the real world. You don't have to be babied in college. I'm just saying that it tends to be the default state, is that you sort of procrastinate. I see a lot of people using university as a way to procrastinate adulthood. I think that's probably the best way I could sum up my thoughts on university. I think for the most part, university is sold to us as a way to procrastinate growing up. It's like, hey, come to university for 3 years or 5 years and mess around and have the college experience and we'll feed you all the answers and you don't have to do anything and you can live on campus and, you know, have a bunch of buddies and drink beer all the time and it'll be super fun and, you know, don't worry about stinky jobs and don't worry about stinky, boring adults. Like, just come to university and have fun. It's like, yeah, like there's nothing wrong with that, but just understand that you are procrastinating your life. You can still live your life while you're at college. I think you guys understand what I'm saying here. So go to university if you think that you absolutely want to. But if you're asking the question of like, do you think it's worth it? My answer is probably don't go. Like, you don't need to go to university. You definitely don't need to go to university to earn a lot of money. In fact, that's a ridiculous notion. You don't need to go to university to learn most professions. You do not need to go to university to get laid a lot. You don't need to go to university to be smart or to make the most of your intelligence and, you know, that pressure that a lot of parents and society will put on you, like, you know, they sort of did with me. You do not need to go to university. So to answer the question, you know, in general, do I think it's not worth it? It depends on the individual. I'm never going to say something is like worth it or not worth it or good or bad. It depends on you, the person. Plenty of people listening to this will hear everything I've just said and they'll say, yeah, but fuck man, I want to go to college or I'm in college right now. I fucking love it. Good, good. Glad. I'm glad. Just understand that it is a choice. And I think too many people get into university because they kind of just get sucked into it or funneled into it. And you have to sort of understand that the school system is designed, the education system is designed to funnel you into university. That's what it's there for. I'll say it again, the educational system is literally designed, or one of its functions is to push you to go to university. I think we all kind of know that, given how much we get fucking pestered and spammed with like, oh, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. Which college are you going to go to, especially in the US? You got to go to an Ivy League college if you're super fucking smart. In the UK, you got to go to Oxford. You got to go to, it's like, you're just like pushed to go to university because I don't know if school gets kickbacks or I don't think it's that, by the way. I think it's just that people see university as this big prestigious thing, which it used to be. But I don't really think it's that much anymore. And I haven't even talked here about, you know, concepts of like, especially in the US and other countries as well, concepts that college or university is very like woke in this point, in this day and age. I know that some of you won't really like that. Like, you won't like being in a place where everyone is sort of like left-leaning. Conservatives are just shit on completely. Masculinity is often really shat on. So that's worth even having a little bit of a think about. Do I want to be in an environment where people are going to tell me or may tell me that masculinity is bad or toxic or that I'm a bad person or that I'm a potential rapist just because I have a penis? Like, do I want to be in that place? And no, not every university is like that, but I have had enough of my coaching clients and friends tell me stories of like, yeah, we had to go and do mandatory diversity training. Yes, I had to do mandatory sexual harassment training to tell me that I'm potentially sexually harassing a woman if I just look at her for more than 2 seconds. Like, some of that can fuck with you. And I've had quite a lot of my coaching clients that I've had to like undo the brainwashing because they've been brainwashed and they know they've been brainwashed, but it's really hard for them to shake it. They've been brainwashed into believing that they're a bad person just because they have sexual urges, or they're a bad person because they're a man, or they're a bad person because they're strong and they have masculinity and testosterone. And they really struggle to eventually start talking to women because they have these toxic notions in their head of like, if I even say hello to a woman, I'm potentially harassing her. And it's like, you have to understand that, or you have to at least realize that there's a chance you may be brainwashed a little bit while you're at university. I could sort of go into a conspiracy theory here, but I won't go too far down this rabbit hole, but you know, a lot of people have said that university at this point in time, or a lot of universities at this point in time, are essentially brainwashing facilities to get you to lean, you know, progressive or left. I'm not necessarily going to go down that rabbit hole. I don't necessarily believe that, but you do have to understand that most universities do lean very heavily in that direction. There aren't really any conservative universities where you'll go and like shoot guns and like do masculine activities and, you know, chop down trees with your fucking axe and stuff like that. That doesn't really exist. Like there's not really any universities that like the fact that you're a male. At best, they'll sort of ignore it and just tolerate it. But yeah, it is worth at least noting. And I don't want to put a dark spin on things and make you think like, oh fuck, so I shouldn't go to university because they'll brainwash me. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, understand that that is what may happen. Or that may be what happens, and just sort of steel yourself against that. Realize if it does happen, it's like, oh, these people will just have a different worldview than me. They think that men are bad. I actually think that men are pretty cool. I like being a man, and just sort of stay in that positive headspace. You don't have to fight against it. You don't have to go down dark paths of saying like, fuck these leftists, like fuck these progressive libtards, like trying to ruin, like fuck that. No, don't, you know, that just doesn't make you feel very good. But just sort of, if that stuff does happen while you're at university, just understand like, all right, they just have sort of been caught up in a different worldview to me. They think that men are bad. They think that, you know, feminists and women can do no wrong ever. They think that I'm a bad person because I have a penis. I disagree with that. That's okay. We just have different opinions. You know, I am going to feel good. They can be over there feeling bad and hating me and feeling scared and fearful and all of those things. That's okay. I hope one day they don't feel like that, but I'm going to have a good time at college. So basically what I'm saying is just decide that you're going to have a good time. Another quick thing I can say before I finish up, because I'll finish up in a second, is if you go to university, make the absolute most of it. If you don't go to university, make the absolute most of it. And so with most questions like this, you know, like this guy's question, do you think university is not worth it? Where someone is saying like, essentially, what do you think I should do? Or what do you think the right answer is? The answer is, how can I know what the right answer is? I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know your hopes and dreams. I don't know your preferences. I can't predict the future. Even if I did know you on a really deep level, I can give you a recommendation, but I can't know if that will work out. Can I? I can't predict the future. I don't know. You might go to university and go like, man, everything Andy said, like, you know, I appreciate him like giving me a heads up and warning, but like most of it didn't happen. Like he said that we'd be spoon fed. Nah, our professors actually encouraged us to be independent thinkers. Like I don't know. You might go to a fucking fantastic university. So I can't predict the future. And so whenever anyone says like, do you think I should or shouldn't do this thing? What I usually say is, here's all the pros and cons of both decisions. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that on this podcast. I've tried not to be too biased. Obviously, I don't really think very highly of university at all. But I think I've been pretty rational and logical in this. Maybe I could have given some more positives of college, sure. But I think I've been reasonably rational here. Yeah, like not too biased, right? So all I can do is give you a relatively unbiased, as best I can, pros and cons of both decisions. And then it's up to you to make one of those, like to make that decision. But the key point here is whichever decision you end up making, make the most of it. Go all in with that decision. Decide that you will do everything you can to make it the best decision that you could have made. Like really commit to the decision is what I'm saying. So, you know, when someone says to me, you know, I've had this question a lot of times, you know, I've been seeing this girl for like 8 months. We really like each other. She's great. We're friends with benefits. I'm thinking of, you know, saying, do you want to be my girlfriend? Like I'm thinking of taking it to the next step. Like, what do you think? Should I do it? My answer is always like, just think of the pros and cons of both decisions. And then whichever decision you make, go all in. Make it the best decision you ever could have made. Commit to that decision. Absolutely make it work. So it's not about picking the right decision, because in a lot of cases, there isn't a right decision. How can there be a right decision? In order for there to be a right decision, stop and think about that for a second. It's funny that we spend most of our lives trying to make the right decision. Because in order for there to be a right decision, you would have to have seen both pathways. You'd have to see the outcome of what happens if you make that decision, and then also see the outcome of what would happen if you didn't make that decision, and you'd have to compare the two. We don't live in a world in which there's a fucking, there might be a multiverse, how do I know? But like, we can't see the multiverse, can we? We can't see both choices simultaneously. We don't know what will happen. We're guessing. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't like try one and if we don't like it, you know, rewind, like reload our old save game, go back in time and then try the other and then pick which one we like. We can't do that. So it's hilarious that we as human beings try and predict the future and try and play. It's almost like we're trying to play God or something. We're trying to say like, let me make the right decision, even though I can't possibly know what the other decision would have been. And so the only decision that ever exists is the one that you make. I'll say that again. The only decision that actually exists is the one that you make. So you will decide, I'm going to go to university. That's the only decision that exists like right now. So don't even think about, shit, should I not have gone? Like, don't have regrets. Don't sit there trying to second guess yourself. Don't think about like the grass is greener on the other side. None of that bullshit. Just commit to the decision that you made and go all in. Or if you don't go to university, don't sit there and go like, fuck, you know, would it have been better if I went to university? Could I have gotten laid and had the college experience? Like, don't, no, don't think about that shit. You made your decision. It's like that saying, you made your bed, now lie in it. So you decided to go to you know, not go to university, make the most of it. Like, if you want the college experience, but you didn't pick university, go out and meet a bunch of new people. Go on meetup.com and meet a bunch of new people. Go outside and talk to a bunch of women. Walk around college campus or near a college campus, like walk around the downtown area in your city or whatever, near a campus and talk to a bunch of women, a bunch of college chicks. You know, whatever decision you end up making, make it the best decision that you ever could have made. That's entirely on you. Don't think of yourself as a passive person who's like, oh, did I make the right decision? It's like, bro, it's up to you if it was the right decision or not. You're the captain of your ship. You're the master of your fate. Like, you get to decide if this was a good decision or not. You get to take action every single day. Don't sit there thinking about the other decision that you could have made. Fuck, should I have made the other decision? Did I choose the wrong thing? No, it's only the wrong thing if you don't make the most of it. So as for is university worth it, entirely up to you. I personally wouldn't recommend people go to university if they are on the fence. Like I said, if you're asking the question, the answer is probably no, or my answer is probably no. But if you're pretty sure you want to go to university, fuck yeah, make it happen. Just remember there's pros and cons no matter which decision you make. But at the end of the day, it isn't really going to matter. Remember that university is only 3 years of your life. So it's not like I sit here at 35 and go like, shit, man, I shouldn't have wasted those 2.5 years like fucking around at university. It's like, no, that was like a good thing. I made the most of it afterwards. Like, you're not going to, 5 years from now, you're not going to care whether or not you went to university or not. 10 years from now, you definitely won't care. 20 years from now, like, you're not even going to remember if you went to university or not. I mean, you'll remember, but you know what I mean? You'll never sit there and think about university because you're like, bro, I'm like 35, 40. Like, I don't even give a fuck about university anymore. What are you talking about? Like, so yeah, just remember that, like, in the long run, this decision isn't actually going to matter anywhere near as much as you think it will, and nowhere near as much as people will tell you that it will matter. People will tell you that, like, oh, you got to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And, you know, as I said at the start of this podcast, no, you don't. You can just change. Like, you're not locked into this forever. So don't stress so much about this decision. It really doesn't matter. Most of the decisions that we try and make don't actually matter as much as we think they do. And at the end of the day, just make your life your own. Go out and have the best goddamn life you ever can. And if you feel like you're still sort of struggling with this question or with topics like this in general, like, you know, hit me up for coaching. I will leave a link in the description below. Happy to work with you. I have group coaching, one-on-one coaching. And we can sit down, figure out what you want from life. If you want to go to college, if you don't, as I said before, a lot of people that I work with didn't go to college, or they did, but they feel like they didn't get the college experience. And now they're sort of like, you know, 21, 22, 23, 24 and going like, shit, man, like I missed out. Like, what do I do? If you feel like you're in that same boat, absolutely hit me up. Like, absolutely hit me up. Please don't think that like, oh, I missed out on the college experience, therefore, like it's too late for me. That's another big thing I hear all the time. You know, I'm 25 now. It's too late for me. I missed out on the college experience, or I went to college, but I didn't make the most of it. You know, it's just too late now. I can't build a sex life. You know, it's too late. If you're in that situation, please, please, please hit me up. Please, please hit me up. I will absolutely fucking get you the life you want, as long as you're willing to work for it, obviously. I'll leave a link in the description, as I said. As always, gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals.